What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Let's go. Welcome in, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Friday, August the 1st. Hope everybody's excited for the weekend. Hope everybody's feeling good. I think we're in for some relief in terms of the temperatures. I don't want to, you know, get anybody's hopes up, but I have heard and read that we are going to be in the 80s this weekend, which is a very, very needed reprieve. Because, I mean, my God, it's been oppressively hot out there, which is, you know, it's how it is in Memphis. But, look, we deserve a break, damn it. And it seems like we're going to give one this weekend. So, looking forward to that. I'm John Martin, I'm not really in for anybody. I'm just riding solo for the next week or so. Jason getting a much-needed break. I know sometimes, like, people don't always listen all the time. So, people go, where's Jason? He's on vacation. Well-deserved. Big show today, nonetheless. Anthony Sain is going to join us at 11:25, 11:30. We will talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. Obviously, they made news this week when they announced that they were heading to Europe for a couple of games, and then as a result of that, unfortunately, losing the MLK Day game this year. We'll get his thoughts on that. Also, I don't know if you saw this, George, but there was video. You know, Ja's doing his world tour right now in China and everything.
Is this him slipping?
Yeah. He tried to go up for a dunk over his dad, and he slipped and ran into him. I thought his dad got the worst of it. You know, it looked like T kind of his knees buckled a little bit, as you might expect. I'm a little worried about him, but I gotta say,
it's a little scary.
I can't imagine the Grizzlies are like loving that, you know?
Probably not.
I mean, you know, again, it's just part of the deal when you have a superstar on the team that he's going to. You know, do things like this and go on world tours and try to impress fans that, you know, frankly, he's not going to play in front of. You know, I mean, he's just not.
Not yet.
So that's true. Not yet. So, you know, I understand the, you know, desire to maybe do some things that you wouldn't normally do if it was an American world tour, et cetera. But at the same time, it's like, damn, you could just see how this can go left very quickly. And so, Let's just hope that we get through this world tour all in one piece. And, you know, it'll be full steam ahead for a season, quite honestly, where Ja's availability is going to be, you know, more relied on than it ever has. You know, this is for better or worse, it feels like this is absolutely his team. And, you know, that responsibility of being available and being on the court. And, look, I know some of it is just you can't control it. Like, freak accidents happen. The Lou Dort play was a freak accident. You know, the Jordan Poole thing. That was a freak accident. You know, some of it you really cannot control. But again, subjecting yourself to additional, you know, opportunities to get hurt, I think is probably not what the Grizzlies want to see right now. Anyway, we'll get into all that with Anthony Sain at 11:25. And then at 1:25, Parth Upadhyay is going to join us. And we actually have a little roundtable that we did up at DailyMemphian.com. I got a chance to hang a little bit with the Daily Memphian crew last night at Flipside. You been to Flipside?
I haven't.
So it's like a, you know, it's in Midtown there, Crosstown. It's close to like some campus. I don't know. But it's basically like an arcade. It's got nothing but pinball machines and you know,
Flipside Pinball Bar. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. And where is it at?
It is on Autumn Avenue.
Yeah, there you go. So we were there yesterday and got to hang out with Parth. And I don't know if Caucus talked about it, but you know, me and the sports editor David Boyd busted his ass in the hockey. What do they call that?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Like air hockey?
No, not air hockey. It's like when you have the, you know, the levers that you pull.
Oh, the
and
bubble
push.
Hockey.
Is that what it is?
I think so. That's
what the little stick man, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bubble hockey, whatever. You know, it was Sam Hardiman and Jeff Calkins, who Jeff is from Buffalo, New York. Sam is from Rhode Island. And David and I are both from Memphis, right? So the only exposure we have ever had to hockey is the River Kings, and that's very limited.
R.I.P.
And
we love the River Kings.
And these, and we're going up against these guys. Jeff used to have a bubble hockey. I don't know if he still does, but he used to have a bubble hockey exhibit in his house. And so we were definitely, I would say, George, plus, you know, 1,000 plus 1,200 underdogs. And we busted their ass. I mean, it was 1-0 at the end of it. Somehow the game still forced us to play in overtime. They did tie it up 1-1, and then we won it off. We won it in the sudden death. Which I think is honestly an embarrassing moment for both of them. I think they both need to sort of look themselves in the mirror, really reevaluate how they could ever get to a place where they're losing to two guys in bubble hockey for Memphis. But I trust that they'll take the weekend to reflect on that.
Have some retrospection.
Absolutely. They need it. But it was a good time. It was a good time out of Flipside. And, Parth was there. And we'll talk to him at 1:25 about – you know, what's going on with Memphis, right? You got the schedule that's basically complete. You got Sincere Parker's court case that's open. Obviously, they added another scrimmage against Auburn and Atlanta. So I will say, I mean, it's pretty, it's been pretty busy for the University of Memphis in this offseason. Even though, you know, the season ended 3-4 months ago, it feels like it's been consistently busy, you know, since that season ended. So anyway, we'll talk to Parth about all of that at 1:25. We've got a couple of, we do have one trade request in the NFL. A huge trade request, and it feels like we're careening towards another one. And so we will talk about that throughout the course of the day. Couple of items. NFL Hall of Fame game last night. Talked about it yesterday.
We did.
Talked about how I believed in Trey Lance. All those positive camp reports about Jim Harbaugh getting his hands on Trey Lance. And my bets on Trey Lance, first half, full game. I mean, I don't want to go crazy about it because it was against a bunch of, you know, jabronis, basically, for the Lions. But how good did Trey Lance look last night? I don't know if you got a chance to watch it. I don't know. You might have been occupied with, you know, your various, you know.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hosting trivia last night.
So you didn't get a chance to really see it?
Not really, yeah. No. I went back and watched some of the clips, but I did not get to see the full array of how Trey Lance looked. But, I mean, from everything I saw, he was looking pretty sharp.
Yeah, so 13 of 20, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, look, I don't want to go nuts on this because he didn't really even have to do that much. The Lions fumbled it on the opening kickoff. It was 14-0 knew it.
Kyle Allen.
Right, Kyle Allen looked at it. He threw 2 bad picks. So, you know, I just don't want to go crazy on Trey Lance. But I think it's more of a testament to Jim Harbaugh, really, more than anything else. It's that when he gets his hands on a quarterback, I mean, he turned J.J. McCarthy into a top 8 pick. You know, he's obviously done a great job already with Justin Herbert. You know, Trey Lance is a guy that is barely hanging on in the NFL. And last night, Jim Harbaugh had him looking like a, like honestly, a competent backup in the NFL. And again, this is a guy that was drafted number three overall. There was like, you know, I went to some Chargers message boards because I was just, you know, seeing what people were saying about this guy coming into this game. And basically there was like a sentiment of, you can't a Tiger can't change his stripes. Trey Lance is who he is. And hey, I don't think that's really fair. I think it's a great look that the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan and that group couldn't make anything of him? I mean, yeah, because he's like known as an offensive genius. So that's definitely a concern. But really, where else has Trey Lance gotten a chance? Like, he didn't get a real shake in Dallas. They didn't know what the hell they were doing with him. And so now he's, you know, I think he started one game at the end of the year last year for him that didn't mean anything. And now, you know, he's in L.A. And obviously the starting job is not up for grabs. But I just look at a guy like Geno Smith. Like you would have said about Geno Smith 7 years into his career, he is who he is. He had bounced around with the Jets. He had bounced around with the Giants. He had bounced around with them, this, that, the other. And then he gets to Seattle with a coach and a team that's a fit, that believes in him, that gives him a chance. And now he's, you know, widely considered to be a top 10 quarterback.
I think widely by whom?
Widely by the masses. If you want to take it down, top half quarterback, that's fine.
Oh, top half, 100%.
But we're talking about a guy,
top 10.
A guy that was, like, he wasn't starting. I mean, you go back and
he was darn near out of the league at one point.
100%. I mean, there was like probably 4 or 5 years of his career where I don't know if he logged a stat. I mean, you know, you got 2015, played one game. You got 2016, two games, 2017, two games, 2018, five games, 2019, no games, 2020, one game. You know, like you just have, you know, basically 5 years of nothingness. And then in 2022, he gets the full-time job in Seattle under Pete Carroll, and he throws for 4,200 yards and 30 touchdowns. And the rest is history. So, again, I'm not trying to say that off this performance that Trey Lance is going to be, you know, somebody. I don't necessarily believe that because I think you heard it last night. Like, Detroit didn't play anybody. I don't think they played any starters at all.
No.
The Chargers didn't really either, although you did see your boy Amarion Hampton for a little bit.
He had a couple snaps.
And then Zion Johnson started at center for them.
Kamani Vidal played a little bit last night, and he's gotten some run out.
I did like what I saw, however brief it was, from Hampton. He didn't do very much. He only had two carries, but he ran hard in those two carries. So
I mean, that was his MO, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I like the – I mean, the Chargers are definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with, it feels like, this year. I know we say that every year, but
– I'm more so definitely curious about their defense. And I think that's kind of been one of the bigger issues for them.
Right.
And it's kind of just – it's getting to the passer that they've struggled with. Their secondary's been pretty solid.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're not getting any pressure, especially in that division
– Yeah.
I mean – we know what Pat Mahomes can do. Bo Nix looked pretty darn polished as a rookie.
Yeah.
And you've got your top 10 quarterback in Vegas. Yeah.
Top 10 consensus, baby. So, yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Is that the toughest division in football this year?
No doubt. I mean, I don't even know. I guess you always say, like, NFC North, AFC North, but I think.
NFC and AFC North, NFC North is actually, that's pushing for it, I think, too.
Yeah, I mean, those are the three. Yeah. Because, like, The Raiders have gotten better.
Absolutely.
So
no doubt.
I think, you know, they being the weakest link, you know, being probably a 7-8 win team, that definitely, I think, increases the case and improves the case for AFC West being the best. But yeah, I mean, NFC North, you know.
NFC West actually might be pretty good too, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Cardinals aren't bad.
No, you're right.
None of those teams are bad.
No, you're right.
That way.
Cardinals should be better.
Niners should be better because they should. I mean, Last year, that team was just hurt.
I don't know if they'll be better because, you know, you lose Deebo Samuel. You won't have Ayuk for, you know, the first half of the season or something. I think they're, like, they'll be good. The floor is high.
Exactly. At the very least, their defense will be better since not everyone is on crutches.
Yeah.
Seattle should still be pretty solid.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I think they'll be in good shape.
I think, NFC West is solid. AFC West is.
And then the Rams, yeah.
Yeah. I would say NFC North probably.
Who's the worst team up there right now? Are we saying it's Chicago?
Probably for now. Yeah. The AFC North obviously would be out of the mix because of the Browns.
Yeah, they're still
because they're undeniably ass. Like very, very bad. So yeah. I don't even know if it's going to be Flacco for them again. I mean, I don't even know who their
maybe.
Quarterback
we
is.
We don't know
be.
It. I mean, shoot, we thought Pickett might get there, but he's out with a hammy.
Yeah, I would go NFC North just because, like, I don't think the best team in the NFC North is better than the best team in the AFC West, but I think the worst team is better than the worst team in the AFC West is what I would say. Like, I think the Bears are probably better than the Raiders. I think the Packers and Vikings are probably better than the Broncos and Chargers.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, for me, the Vikings one is where I'm really curious.
Well, yeah, I guess that's fair. We don't necessarily know.
But O'Connell is
– exactly.
Kind of that guy.
Exactly. So, I mean, I do give him the benefit of the doubt. But, no, it's interesting. Maybe it is the AFC West now that I think about it because Minnesota's reloading at quarterback. We don't know. It's a mystery a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go AFC West toughest because there's more knowns.
That's what I think because we don't know exactly what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are going to look like. I think AFC West, the floor is higher.
Yeah.
But the ceiling on the NFC North might be through the roof.
Yeah. I mean,
Detroit, that team is still loaded.
Yep.
Roster is still insane. Green Bay, they're consistent. We know we like Jordan Love for the most part. Got a decent enough defense. And then those two other teams, their ceiling is ridiculously high.
Yeah, no, it is. So anyway, nice night of football last night. Feels good to have it back on TV again. We won't have another one until later this week. But
is it later this week?
I think so.
Is it next week?
The 7th. I guess it's next week. Whenever that is. I don't even know what day it is, man. I'll be honest. They all run together. But NFL preseason is back, and it's good to have it. And then there was some other news before we get to Anthony Sane, which I think is great in many ways, and I think it also has some unintended consequences, which is Cortez Bram, who is the Nevada transfer we talked about earlier this week, was considering Memphis, was considering UCLA. He is, like, I'm not being sarcastic when I say this, he is on his 7th year of college eligibility. He committed to the University of Memphis last night, giving the Tigers their number one weapon, no doubt about it. He played with Brendan Lewis last year, who, of course, we expect to be the starter. This is just one of those things, like, we're playing this game, we're playing the charade. Oh, who's the starting quarterback going to be for the Tigers? And Ryan Silverfield doesn't want to say, but he's literally insulating Brendan Lewis with guys he played with last year. He took Brendan Lewis to media day. Like, you're not going to gaslight us, man. We know who the starting quarterback is. It's Brendan Lewis. Now, here's what's interesting. You know, Cortez Bram is only playing because he has a temporary restraining order.
I did not realize he was on a TRO.
Yeah, so that he's one of the few that has won that court case against the NCAA.
So it's been 7 years, but how many has he actually, like, played meaningful time in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
maybe
kind of
three or four.
I don't even know if that matters, though, right? Like, I mean, that's the whole crux of it. That's why all these, you know, athletes have tried to, you know,
to get the TRO.
Yeah, and there were some others. They didn't end up doing that, but, you know, that was the whole basis for it. You know, like, oh, I was technically active, but I didn't do anything.
But then I wonder how many of those ended up being either COVID or the medical red shirt.
Yeah, he only played 3 seasons in terms of logging a stat. 22, 23, and 24.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I think that's a big part of, you know, why he got the TRO. But yes, he is here on that. And, you know, if the NCAA appeals that decision, it gets a little murky.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they – I will say the last time we talked about stuff like this, I feel like Charlie Baker was, like, going after these.
Yeah,
Of the NCAA, like he was, you know, I feel like he's
really
said,
trying to root them out.
Yeah, he felt like they were going to, you know, get those overturned. Now, again, I don't know where that stands with Cortez Bram, so that will have to be monitored. But, you know, listen, that's one of the position groups for the University of Memphis that they were lacking in. And I'm not sitting here saying that this guy is, you know, Calvin Johnson or, you know, Tavon Austin, but he is certainly an experienced receiver that they did not have. And now it shores up a questionable group. And so I think, you know, for me, it's like it feels like Memphis is loading up. You know, this is you're beating out Virginia, you're beating out UCLA. I will say that's an amazing thing. You know, that's an amazing thing for Memphis football to do here in August. You know, to be able to beat out Power Five schools. It goes to what we've talked about, though. It goes to what we've talked about time and time again with Memphis football, is that it is so well-funded, it is so well-resourced, that it can beat out Power Five programs. Memphis basketball would probably not be able to beat out UCLA and Virginia in 2025. I mean, it's just the reality of the situation. They don't have as much money. So they're not winning those battles in the same way. Memphis football, though, they can do that. They have more money to throw around. And again, I give that program credit because they do recruit at a very, very high level. And it's just sort of like, it's to the point where we don't even blink, really. Like, Memphis has had kids commit over Duke, over other Power Five schools, like, and we just don't even think anything of it. We just say
unfazed.
Yeah, like, Memphis football is a hot spot.
It's in a way, it's a destination as
yes.
what is regarded by a lot of people.
That's right.
The best school or the best program.
That's
outside
right.
of the power conference.
And I'll say this, honestly, it is impressive that Memphis recruits at such a level. And unlike basketball, like Memphis basketball recruited well last year. They bring in P.J. Haggerty, right?
Yeah.
Well, P.J. Haggerty comes here for a year and he leaves. And he goes to Kansas State for more money. Or actually less money. It ended up being less money at the end of it. But Memphis football actually does a great job of bringing talent in and, for the most part, retaining it. Seth Hennigan stayed. Sutton Smith has stayed. DeRozier stayed. Rock Taylor stayed. You know, all these guys, I have to believe, had chances to go somewhere else.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sure.
At the Power Five. Now, look, there's a little bit to that. Maybe they wouldn't have had the same roles at the Power Five level that they have here. Whereas with basketball, if you're starting at Memphis, you can start pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So I do think that context is a little, you know, necessary. But, again, I do think it's a notch for Ryan Silverfield and Memphis that when they get guys, they tend to keep guys.
And there also is the point that we've made more than once, you know, in talking about Memphis and its role in the American. The American as a football conference is a lot better
it
than
is.
The American as a basketball conference.
It totally is.
You know, we see guys, especially, you know, go from Memphis or from the American in general to the NFL and have success and get drafted just based on what they did in the American. In basketball, it doesn't seem like we have that nearly as much.
Right, right, exactly.
So there are the pro prospects of it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I also think, you know, it raises the expectation a little bit. I'm curious, did the odds market change? I don't know if it did or not. I didn't check.
I have also not seen,
because I know they were like they were plus 500 before this acquisition. And let's see, where are they now? They are.
Is this a win total
plus
550 or for the?
This is just to win the conference.
Gotcha.
So they're plus 500. That would put them fourth. They're plus 225, however, to make the AAC title game. Does that interest you? Plus 225 just to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all their
home
games at home.
Right?
They have all their home games at home. They have all their big games at home. They
yeah.
have all their, you know, your Navy's at home, your Tulane's at home, your South Florida's at home. You know, you don't play UTSA. You don't play Army. So, I mean, the top two teams in the league in terms of pricing, you play at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't play the third team in terms of pricing in the league. So, and you don't play the fifth team in terms of pricing in the league. So I think plus 225.
It's not a bad slate by any means. And, I mean, even the out-of-conference is relatively manageable.
I mean, they play one real game.
Arkansas?
Yeah. I mean, that's debatable. Yeah, they're going to be down. Although I do love me some Taylen Green, man. I'm a sucker for Taylen Green.
Oh, he's...
I think it's the Trey Lance effect. Like, I'll be honest. I just get intoxicated by these guys that have the arm strength and the athleticism. You know, I just... every time I fall
for
it.
What are your thoughts on a guy like Lenoris?
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves him, you know? I mean, I will say, to do what he did as a, what was he, a freshman last year?
I think he's either a freshman or a redshirt freshman.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's a sophomore now, so he was doing that. You're right, he was a redshirt freshman. He's a redshirt sophomore now.
Yeah.
But to be doing that, you know, as a redshirt freshman, on a team that's like, let's not fool ourselves here. It's not exactly loaded in South Carolina.
No.
You know, I mean, he's real. He's definitely real.
They had some more talent on defense last year than most years, for sure.
But what, did they end up beating Bam, or they lost at the buzzer? That's what happened.
So I was going to say, their big issue with them not making the playoffs was they were like, but all of our losses are quality.
Right, but they didn't have the quality wins.
No, they didn't. They lost, and funny enough, the teams that were right in front of them were the two teams that beat them in Alabama and Ole Miss.
That's right. I mean, you lost 27-3 to Ole Miss at home.
That was
tough.
A spanking. Like, that was not a game.
You know, you lose at home to LSU, you know.
That one, we can look back at and be like, okay, yeah, those the refs kind of
Like, Lenores is going to definitely be a darling, man. I mean, 6'3", 240, good grief. He should have a hell of a year.
He needs to wear the specs. I think he needs the rec specs to really bring up the aura.
Is he really, I guess Arch Manning would be the favorite for Heisman?
Yeah, I want to say.
I mean, Lenores can't be a bad bet. Right?
No, I don't think so. You've got him. The one that I'm curious about to see how he does, especially with some of the injuries this offseason, is DJ Lagway down there at Florida. But
he's already hurt.
Oh, he's hurt twice. He had the shoulder thing, and now he's got a calf issue that he's walking around on a boot. Of course, Nussmeier is going to get a little bit of love.
Yep, he will,
That kid's just a gunslinger, man.
Yeah, he is.
I feel like
their defense won't be good enough, though.
Probably not, and that's kind of been their issue the last handful of seasons.
Yeah, Lenore Sellers 14-1 to win the Heisman. That's got to be a
decent value. That's pretty good. That's pretty good juice.
Because I mean, he's the run game too. Like he had 7 touchdowns on the ground last year. So, I mean, I think he's in.
What
the mix.
Is it looking at for like the two of them that have a ton of talent around them? I'm looking at a guy like Julian Sayin there at
He's
Ohio State.
He's 20-1,
and then Alabama. Do they even have Ty Simpson?
Yeah, he's
on there?
18-1.
Okay, I figured they'd be around that same mark, just because of the raw amount of talent they've got with them.
You know, another guy too that I would look at is Mateer.
John Mateer.
Yeah, if you didn't watch him at Washington State last year, you missed the show.
Him.
That dude is at Oklahoma now. I mean, the team's gonna stink probably because I don't think.
Me and Jeffrey have gone back and forth on this a little bit. We're not totally sure how. Because to me, the two that are connected are John Mateer going to Oklahoma and then Jackson Arnold going to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
We mainly look at Oklahoma just as a roster last season, and it was just such a bad roster.
Yeah.
I don't think Jackson Arnold is that bad or was as bad as the stats look like.
Yeah, you might be right.
So we're not sure how Mateer is going to look now that he's there. But for what it's worth, they also brought his OC with him.
Right. I mean, he's gonna have like probably 6,000 all-purpose yards. I mean, I feel like that's going to happen. Maybe not because it's the SEC defense now, but
yeah, true.
I don't know. I think he's actually worth the flyer at 20-1 too. Anyway, Memphis gets a really good player in Cortez Bram Jr. 56 catches, 724 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. You know, again, experienced. He played with Brendan Lewis last year, so that's some familiarity with him. Should only help. Should only give the Tigers a better chance of making that AAC title game. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Sain's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the Grizz news this week, John Morant's World Tour, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM. Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. Anthony Sain is the host of the Anthony Sain Show. Broadcast every single day live. On Twitter, Sain Asylum, Underground King of Memphis Media, Tribal Chief Grizz Twitter joins us every Friday. He joins us now. What's up, big dog?
Man, what's up, bro? Y'all good over there, man?
Hold on, man. Hold on for dear life. Just trying to make sure that every job video, he lands safely.
You ain't never lied, bro.
I mean, how?
You have to live dangerously out there, man.
I mean, yes. I mean, I understand it, but, you know, I wish, like, I mean, honestly, I thought T got the worst of that exchange. But, how do you sort of feel about, you know, he's kind of showing his ass a little bit, which is fine. That's part of the deal when you go overseas, but it's like, what do you make of that situation?
I don't really mind that, man. What people have to understand is that these guys are going to play basketball and they're going to have bumps and fall all the time. There's just always cameras around them. Now, is it the same risk as trying to jump over your dad? Not the same,
right?
But it's basketball, man. I'm not of the ilk that doesn't want these guys to play. You can't avoid injuries, bro. You got to go play basketball. And if somebody said this about when they shut these guys down for summer league or shut them down for whatever reason, these guys are going to find a gym and they're going to go hoop, man. So there's no really way to avoid those type of things. I'm not really concerned about it. Ja took two odd little slips and then turned around and jumped over his dad in the very next attempt. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm of course more worried about these type of things when the season starts, when he's out there playing with the biggest, fastest, and strongest. But I'm not too. It was kind of weird to see, but those type of things happen all the time, just in a regular game of basketball. Those little tweaks and slips. So I'm not really messed up about it at all, bro.
Obviously, this is all sort of in promotion of the Ja 3, which kind of comes out next Tuesday with the nastiest colorway, though.
You don't like that colorway?
What's the dirty cat, dusty cactus, or whatever they're calling it, bro? No,
they like white, gray, and white, gray, and blue. You don't like that?
They got to come with something stronger than that, bro.
They look clean to me, though. Especially like them Johns look good, but like if you got your little U of M gear on or something, them Johns will be clean.
It does feel like they redesigned the shoe a little bit, doesn't it? Like they kind of they're using like different material even. Like, it's gone from a budget shoe to, like, a real, like, legit basketball shoe now.
Yeah, it's definitely an upgrade. They're getting better and better as far as the quality of the shoe and the designs, and especially the liberty of the design. The first Ja 1 had its own unique design. A lot of people complained about the comfortability of the shoe and just the shape of it and all those type of things, especially when you're putting them on and looking down on them. They look kind of blockish. But the Ja 2 was basically a Kobe. Or Sabrina, it was a Kobe, man. The Ja 2 was nothing but, you know, if Nike was still making Kobes, that's what it would be. And this one is a totally different shoe that looks to be made in a style to kind of fit Ja. It's got that wild kind of funky look to it. It's got the claw stripes out, like the claw stripes all over it. You know what I mean? It's nice, man, with the JM logos literally all over the shoe. I like it. I really like this version of the Ja. I can't really put some on my feet because it looks like it's is made with a lot more care than any of the other jobs that came out. And it's a different material. And there's a $15 price increase on it as well.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to putting those on my feet for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's part of like they're using Zoom X material now, which they didn't use before. Like, do you think this is the shoe? Because when Jason's here, it's one of his causes, right? Like, who is wearing the shoe in the league? Mm-hmm. And the reality is that it just hasn't caught yet on in terms of, league-wide. Yeah, a couple teammates will wear, a couple WNBA players, but nobody really across the league is wearing them. Do you think that will change with the Ja 3?
We'll see, man. It all kind of depends. The Ja 1 and 2, that shoe those are both pretty popular shoes as far as just, regular consumer sales. But as far as guys in the league wearing it, it hadn't really been that shoe. I've seen a couple guys wearing it throughout the league, the Ja 2 or whatever. But it's hard to get these guys out of Kobe's, man. The league is probably 90% Kobe's as far as guys that are wearing Nike. So it's hard to get those guys out of that, as well as that other shoe. I can't think of what it's called, the one that Jalen Wells wears. I didn't know that shoe was like a $200 shoe either. The cut G3s.
Yeah, GT cut, yeah.
Yeah, the GT cuts, whatever. Yeah, that's like a $200 shoe. A lot of guys are wearing those too. So it's going to be hard to beat that, but I don't really think that's a major concern. I would like to see some college teams wearing it and getting involved like in the high schools and AAU and all those type of things. I would like to see it be that type of shoe, because I know every year around this time they drop all the college colorways that were available to like coaches only. They drop all those at one time towards the end of the season whenever they move to the new shoe. So that's a good thing that those are actually they're actually making the team colorways that you really can't buy as an individual. So I think that's a good thing too. But I'm looking forward to it, man, because that shoe really looks good. It looks like a really comfortable shoe.
Yeah, Murray State is wearing them in the Bahamas this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Ja 3.
Yeah. I saw a WNBA player was wearing them in the All-Star game. Like they're clean, man. I really like this 3.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I bought a lot of the Ja 1s. I didn't think the Ja 2s were different enough, so I kind of stayed away from the Ja 2s. But I'll be back in with the 3s, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the sleek look of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love how the sleek redesign, bro. Like, I just thought the first two were just too bulky. So
you thought the 2s were too bulky?
Well, I didn't have any 2s, so maybe they weren't as bulky. Oh, okay. But the 1s were for sure.
The 2 is a much better shoe than the 1. Yeah, the 2 is a much better shoe than the 1. But that one was pretty bad as far as
we bought it because it was Ja, man. We were just excited that a Grizz had a signature shoe, bro.
Yeah, and it has some clean colors to it. It has some clean colorways to it or whatever. I like the strap around the back, but that 2, I'm holding the 2 in my hand right now, looking at it. The 2 is a clean shoe to me. Like, I still like these Ja 2s. This is pretty. It reminds you of a Kobe or a Sabrina or something like that, which are pretty popular shoes.
Yeah.
But this is the Ja signature shoe for real. Like I said, it's got those like the claw scratches in it.
Yep.
So it's kind of got that whole grizzly bear thing to it. So it's clean, man.
I just like that we can have this discussion about a Grizzly player.
Yeah, for
We've
for
never
sure.
been able to do this, bro. Ain't nobody ever had a signature shoe before. Not with Nike.
We were talking about OJ Mayo wearing some Hyperflights.
Exactly.
It had like the Grizz colorway or his little custom logo on or something. It was never like a actual shoe or when Mike Conley got the Jordan deal.
Exactly.
That was kind of a big deal.
But it was never like a signature or anything like that. You know, it was like PE.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I guess Allen Iverson, but that don't even count, bro.
Nah, he wasn't here long enough. You remember when Conley was a sneaker free agent?
Yes.
And he kind of felt the way that that Damian Lillard got a shoe before him with Adidas, because remember, Conley was Adidas. And then he left Adidas after Dame got his own shoe. And Conley was like a sneaker free agent for a while.
I do remember
that.
He
was wearing different shoes.
Yes.
He was wearing different shoes every game. He settled on he settled with Jordan. And those Jordans he was wearing were clean, though. I remember those ones.
But, like, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, Dame Lillard was a, different in terms of marketing. Yeah. Like, he was different. Mm-hmm. Dame Lillard was out there hitting game winners, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dame time.
Yeah.
You know, I get why Mike felt like we were comparable, because didn't they beat him in a series or whatever, but.
Yeah, and those two had like a low-key rivalry a lot of people may not have picked up on. Like, those two guys kind of felt the way about each other with Mike and Dame. They had a nice little run where they had some real battles over a nice little stretch of time. So those guys really were kind of going at each other for real.
It's actually amazing that Mike Conley is still playing basketball, bro.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
He's going to be 38 next year.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Mike's been around for a long time.
07.
Yeah, he came in. He came in.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yes, yeah, that's the year before the Tigers went to the Final Four.
That's right, because he packed them up. He packed them up the year that he came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With he got us out of there. Him and Odin.
Man, that's so long ago, bro. That man had been in the league for a long time.
I mean, he probably does have one of the more underappreciated careers. You know, I mean,
yeah. When I hear people in Grizzly stuff talking about, like, you got to remember, Mike's still the number one leader in scoring and a lot of other statistics in franchise history. Like, it ain't Mark, it's Mike.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean? So he had a crazy career here for sure.
Do you think, like, I feel like if you did trivia with people and you asked them, like, you know, hey, who's the leading scorer all time? Like, people would not guess Mike Conley.
Yeah, they would all holler out Mark. But I think Mike leads in points, three-pointers, steals, and assists, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's the leader in all those career-wise.
Do you think that Ja will ultimately hold those records?
Oh, yeah, easy. Ja's going to kill all those because he'll be here for a while. Ja will be here for a while. He's going to kill all those records real soon.
Okay. That'd be nice. We're talking to Anthony Saint, of course, host of the Anthony Saint Show. Joins us every single Friday here on the show. We did get some news in terms of regular season schedule. They're going to Europe for a couple of games, and as a result of that, they are going to lose out on the MLK Day game, which they've held annually pretty much every single year since they've been in Memphis. What's your read on all of that taken as one?
Well, first, did you get the 7 a.m. phone call? Did you get the
No, I did not get a phone call, bro.
I gotta do a poll and see who got the phone call, man.
No. I don't ever get the phone calls, though.
I got a call from, quote-unquote, the Grizzlies early that morning. And I thought it was a butt dial. So I called back, like, hey, Grizzlies, what you called me by mistake, right? And it was like, no, man, I just wanted to give further explanation to the press release that came out. Because I saw the email came out super early.
Right.
About the Grizzlies having international games. Like, oh, okay, that's cool. Back to bed I go, right? So then when I got the phone call, I'm like, okay. And they were like, yeah, we just calling about that and just kind of giving more of the reasoning and insight. And I was like, man, you could have saved that call because I still don't understand this. And I still don't to this day.
Right.
Days later. It doesn't make any sense to me, bro. Like, I don't get the advantages of doing this. I never don't see how it helps the city out any. But this is 2025, man. Like, the illusion of getting more eyes on something is crazy. Like, this ain't 92 with the Dream Team, bro. Like, these countries know what NBA basketball is, and they know who John Morant is. And if they want to watch a Grizzlies game, they can watch this on television. Like, there's no one is able to sell me that this is advantageous to the Grizzlies at all, unless there's something that we don't know about. Like, it's, you know, some money or something. I don't know what it could be. Because then the people are like, well, I had this conversation with Kenny Stubblefield, who's the producer and co-host of my show. He was like, well, I'm sure the league sees Ja as, you know, a future face of the league and all that, and they just wanted to get him. I'm like, okay, you talking about the same league that suspended Ja like 25 games and like doesn't protect him on fouls, and the same league that fined him for doing a gun celebration that half the league was doing? Like, that NBA, they value Ja Morant like that? Like, that's what you think? So I don't get it, man. Unless somebody can explain why the trade off is worth it. Now, if I woke up that morning and all I saw is what I thought I saw was a press release saying that the Grizzlies were going to play, you know, games overseas, cool. But the fact that you're losing the MLK game and all that means, whether you're talking about historically, culturally, economically, all those things for the city of Memphis, the trade off is just not there, man. I don't understand how it's worth it at all. This game is coming on at like maybe 9 o'clock in the morning. The people in Memphis aren't. This is a work day when these games are taking place. They're not happening on MLK Day. I think one is happening on Sunday. So who's getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch an NBA game? You know what I mean? It's really, I don't get it, man. And I'm not trying to make a big deal out about it. I don't want it to come off like I'm angry about this, but it just doesn't make sense, man. Like, and the more I think about it, the more it just kind of bothers me how, like, there's like, how does this present it to you and you say yes? And it's like, I don't think that, and I've had that conversation with people too. I don't think that we were the NBA's first choice. I can see how Orlando makes sense because you've got two German players on that roster, and they'd be coming home to Germany probably for the first time ever to play a game. NBA game, of course, it'd definitely be the first time. But what sense did it make for us to be there? In a league that's got – you got Wimby, you got LeBron and Luka in L.A., you got Giannis in Milwaukee, you got all these other teams that are household names. that could easily go over there and serve their purpose. I think those organizations turned this offer down. I think we were just the one that accepted it. I think there are logistical issues with playing this game, because in the middle of the NBA season, you're taking a overseas trip to Europe. You know what I mean? So you're going to have back-to-backs to make up for that time. You're going to have jet lag. It's going to affect the games before and after this trip, and it's going to have an effect on the season. Even these games are probably going to be crap. It's a 14-hour flight, and they're going ahead in time as far as the time zones or whatever. So the quality of these games is probably going to be bad too. I think that this is something that other teams probably turned down. I don't think the NBA woke up one day and said, hey, let's send the Memphis Grizzlies to Europe. That'll be dope. Like, I don't think that happened. And there are people who are saying differently, but I just don't think that's how it went down.
Well, I will say, like, the one thing that I was looking for, I'm like, all right, I know why they sent the Magic to Berlin, bro. Like, it ain't nothing but Germans on that team. You got the Wagner.
Yeah,
you got
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? So, okay, I get it. Like, that's a very easy, team to, like you said, understand that, like, the Wagner's going back home to Germany is going to be great for them and that team. But, there's really not if you put the Grizz in Spain, I get that. Like, you got the Gasols, you got Santi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It does.
They've probably been waiting for the Grizzlies to come over there.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
It feels very random.
Or Japan or China. It doesn't make sense, man. I'm just not buying it. Well, and then what is this done for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL?
It's only increased the whispers about them moving, bro, to London.
Moving, exactly. I don't understand the point of this at all, bro. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know, because I didn't get that 7 a.m. phone call, bro. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get that explanation. So I'm getting it secondhand. But I mean, my only suspicion would be that they, you know, were they really presented a choice? Was it like, hey, you're going, you know, and they couldn't have done anything about it because they're just members of the National Basketball Association, right, and they were given orders to do. I don't think they would have volunteered to lose the MLK game. Like, I feel like that would have been that they want to have that game. I have to believe it. They have a whole day of it.
I may be wrong. I'm going to quote this the way I believe it was. This is my 7 a.m. interpretation. But the way it was presented to me was, when the NBA presents something like this to you,
right,
it's hard to turn it down.
Right. Well, and because
I might be misquoting, but I believe that's what I was. Well, sounds like to me that it was an option to do this or not.
Well, you want other things, opportunities as well, you know? I mean, you want to play on Christmas. You want to, you know, do, you know, other things. So, I don't know. I mean, you weren't moved by Jason Wexler's assurances that this is a one-off and that they'll continue to hold MLK Day games in the future every year.
I don't have any concern in them doing it in the future, but why are we taking a year off at all, bro? Like, that whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Well,
it's kind of
like
if the city was like, man, we want Music Fest back or whatever. Like, let's say we want that. And it was like, okay, well, we'll give you Music Fest back, but we're taking the barbecue competition away. Like, what? Like, no, it's like, no, I didn't ask for that, bro. Like, I just wanted to, it's crazy, bro. I don't like it. I don't, and then, sure, you can still do the symposium. I still do the other things. But
it doesn't hit the same
here,
without
man.
The game,
it's like
right?
The right, it's like taking away the Southern Heritage Classic and keeping all the other amazing events that surround the Classic. It's not the same, bro. And I don't like it. And you know me, man. I typically support 90% of the stuff the Grizzlies organization does. But I just don't like this at all.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It feels like it could have been a different date. It could have been a totally different time. But, I guess they wanted to do it now. All right. I would not be doing my job if I did not ask you about new Luka. He is skinny now.
Looking good, man. Looking good.
I mean, are you buying it? Are you believing this? What is this going to mean for the Lakers?
Just because he lost weight doesn't mean he's going to turn to a defender. That's been his biggest issue, that he doesn't play defense. And I know before he probably physically wasn't able to defend like they probably want him to do. But I think he's just good for his overall play, man. He's already a guy who's able to score, you know, in bunches, like one of the better scorers in the league. I'm sure it will affect his game offensively in some type of way. He's got to put the effort in to not be such a cone on defense, though. But it's going to be good for them for sure. But that Lakers team has so much drama going on right now, man. I don't predict them to be anything higher than probably middle of the West. That team's just not good anyway. But if you get LeBron and Luka going, of course they're going to be a team that you have to fear. But I'm glad to see them lose their weight, man, because that's always been you know, a burden around his neck. So to see him really put that work in during the summer, man, you have to commend him for it, for sure.
And then LeBron, bro. LeBron, nothing LeBron does.
Man, just doing too much, man. Doing too much, bro. Sit down. Yo, go out. Don't go out like this, bro. You're going out bad.
What's going on? So for those who aren't on the internet all the time, he posted a picture of himself working out in front of a Clippers logo. Now, there's an explanation for this that I've seen. Like, people have said, oh, that logo's always been there, la, la, la. But nothing that this man does is not calculated.
Nothing's not intentional, bro. Everything he does is intentional.
So what do you think he's trying to say or do here?
He's just doing too much. He's just making everything about him. And instead of understanding that the Lakers rightfully, you landed on a gold mine. You turned Anthony Davis into one of the faces of the league, Luka Doncic, right? And for him not to understand that the Lakers are going to move on past him. Dude, you're 40. They have to move on. They have to move on past you. You know what I mean? And he's led that team to a championship, but his days of leading that team to a championship are over. Or even, you know, being a contender are over. He's 40 years old, man. LeBron is – if he's not going to decline this year, it's coming very soon.
Well, because he's going to start missing games. I mean, that's the next thing, right?
Yeah. Like he's going to – and just instead of bowing out gracefully, he's got the body. He's got the conditioning and the – all those things to play. LeBron could play 25 years in the league. He could play two more years, even if he's not LeBron anymore. He could hang around in the league for two more years and still be a high-level player. Because the days of LeBron just being a big in the NBA hadn't even started. He's been on the ball his entire career. There could be a time where he could be a big and he could still stretch out his career years. You know what I mean? But we haven't even seen, like, screen and roll LeBron. Like, that hadn't even happened yet. So he could play for a long time, but just the way that he's acting, like making things about him, and then the news comes out that he's about to be involved in a rival league to rival the NBA over in Europe.
Yep.
Like, I get it. I ain't like this ball stuff. I ain't knocking that at all. But it just seems like LeBron is he's not ending his career the way that it should. He should be bowing out with a little bit more grace, a little bit more praise coming his way than people kind of rolling their eyes at some of the things, some of the actions he's doing now.
Yeah. Saint, you're the best, man. Appreciate the time as always.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. He is Anthony Saint. Catch him. Anthony Saint show every single day, starting at 2 o'clock. Yeah. I don't believe anything that LeBron does or posts is accidental. I think that he is just a career pressure applier on his franchises, and he clearly, you know, is not happy with the Lakers and how they've, you know, dangled him, I guess, in trade talks or treated him or however the case may be. And so he's letting the world know, hey, I ain't rocking with these folks. So who knows? Who knows what happens with LeBron in the next couple of months? But it definitely does not feel like all is good. It's great for Luka. He's lost a lot of weight, but it feels like, you know, LeBron's not happy about everything. So anyway, interesting stuff. All right, we'll come back. NFL players unhappy, not getting the deals that they think they deserve. We'll get into all that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.